Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the small towns. Little Heartland Rock and Roll bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp. John Cougar at one point in time. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Gerald Celente. He is the Trends Tracker. He's a great Trends Tracker, but when he's not around, I call him a futurist. So he doesn't like it when I do that to his face because he says he tracks the trends. Right, Gerald?
Well, I don't mind, of course.
Okay,
but,
so
no one can predict the future.
But you have, Gerald. I've seen you do it.
Well, we forecast it. Because
okay.
There are wild cards, and you never know the wild cards.
But I've seen you do it for 12, 13 years almost. I've seen you do it. And I read your stuff from the 90s that came to pass in the last decade. And so, folks, Gerald is he's an in-your-face kind of guy sometimes with his predictions, but you need to pay attention to them. And that's the reason why I encourage you to go to trendsjournal.com and check out all the things that he offers there. Gerald, let's talk about where we should put our money in the coming decade. Is gold still a good investment? It's pretty high right now.
Well, you've been knowing me for how many years? 13 years?
All these years, you've liked gold.
I've been buying gold, and we called the bottom of gold in the Trends Journal in December of 2001. It was at 277. It went down about 255, got back up, to 275, and we said, that's it. That's the bottom for gold, and we called the beginning of the gold bull run. Speaking only for myself, I continue to buy gold.
How do you buy gold?
I buy two ways. I buy for possession, and that mostly coins and some kilos. And then I buy three ways. And then I buy ETFs, and I speculate on the COMEX and commodities.
Yeah.
And I don't recommend anything for anybody. That's what I do.
Yeah.
But for me, gold is for your golden years, literally. My old Aunt Zizzy, remember one of my books? And she used to tell me, you know, Gerald, when you get old, make sure you have money. And that's what you use to me gold is for.
By the way, Gerald's book is What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. It's a story about his affair, his love affair with his sweet aunt, Zizzy. So
love affair, of course, in the
of course,
in that kind of way.
Yeah, of right. course. I didn't mean it that way. But talk to us about other. What other things would you invite?
Well, you know, before we took the break, I was talking about that. What was the name of that farm they call it?
The Honeydale or whatever the kind. All the different Honeydale farms.
Yeah, Sunny Acres.
Right.
How about Auschwitz Farms? You know, these chicken coop concentration camps.
Yeah.
The point being, Jim, there's going to be a fortune in food. There are going to be more and more food scares and clean food. Another term that I coined in 1993, is going to be a huge trend.
Mm-hmm.
High-quality foods. There's that 20% market, again, that's going to put their money where their mouth is.
Organic foods, too.
Organic, and that are not necessarily even organic in the sense that if it's grass-fed.
Yeah.
And it may have some other things, but there's a butcher shop. We're in Kingston, New York. Right around the corner from us, called Fleischer's. Martha Stewart features Fleischer's all the time. People, there are lines outside the door on Saturdays. You can't get in the place. It's all grass-fed meats
Yep.
from the local area. Those kind of trends. And then the other trends, as the economy goes down, unfortunately, and you have to be a realist, crime is going to go up. One of my sayings as a Bronx boy is when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And so you're seeing the whole security business.
But isn't crime down? Crime's actually down right now.
That's not true. And in New York, for example, and this is a fact, they were caught cooking the books.
Ah.
Gang gang attendance, membership, gang membership has gone up 25%.
What about in Flyover America, though? Crime is down in Flyover America, I think.
Different kinds of crime.
Yeah.
And they're really suppressing what's going on here.
Gerald, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
This whole security business is going to be big business.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things to start looking at. Looking at the trends, seeing which way they're going, and finding the opportunity. Anything, by the way, health care, whole health healing, herbal tinctures, all of that, big business.
Anything, folks, check out trendsjournal.com if you want to kind of see where things are going. Gerald is on the mark more than he's not. Hey, Gerald, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the time you've given us over the years.
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks.
Jim. All the best.
Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.